Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, it's like a mixed bag. I mean, we've had great weather here in Roanoke, and of course, yeah, I have family down in Florida, and there's hurricanes coming in really fast. And, well, not right now, slowed down, but it's going to create change. Okay. So there's a lot of stress is going on around me, but it's okay because in the end game, I just say my prayers and know the divine will work this out the way it needs to be done. I mean, I don't know what else to do except put whatever in place I can. How about you? You have your property down there.
Oh, yeah. My house is down there.
Yeah.
In the path of the storm at this point in time, if it goes, if it still continues due west as it is. It will go right over my house. So,
all right.
We will see. It's crawling like a turtle now. I mean, a lot of us, everybody, you know, has a focus on this, you know, as a result of that, you know. And I mean, everybody, the nation has a focus on this. This is this is a huge storm. And it's
very scary.
It has its own characteristics. So here again, you know, you have a and this is where it comes in. I so know. I've been through so many hurricanes here. Francis and Jean were direct hits with me in that house. You've been through direct hits in West Palm Beach. You know the experience and what goes on down there, you know, during that period of time.
And the aftermath for 6 to 8 weeks is absolutely horrible, you know, really. It's not even just a hurricane. It's the aftermath. Even if you keep your roof and you persist and do what you need to do, have stocked up food, have your pets and yourself safe, it's not having the power, not having water, not being able to get much from the store or even get there because of the flooding. See, these are things that most people, unless they've been through a hurricane, they don't know it. Okay?
Well,
it's very scary. Very scary.
Even though you're going through that experience, there's also great experiences through that, you know, and what you see of the human resourcefulness during that period of time, because, again, your neighborhood comes together. There's no doubt about that at this point.
Oh, yeah, that happened for me, too. Yes.
Up close
and
personal here. And seeing it, you know, the tragedy as well as the beauty of how everybody helps each other out and works during that period of time is a real gift given. And sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying, please, you know, hopefully the force of it slowing down is a double-edged sword because, A, as it slows down, we have that low coming in that'll push it out to the ocean. So hopefully, you know, this won't be too bad as a result of that low coming in and being slower. But we can't tell. You're right. This is all God's gift. And right now, what we have is, you know, some sustained trines here with Uranus. And that Uranus retrograde in Taurus, that very earth creature that it is and the drama queen that Uranus is, you know, brings in this intensity with all that Virgonian energy. But we have to remember in this that part of that dance is Venus, a guardian angel again. Even though we find challenges, you look at the guardian angels in there. It's in trine there, so it's not going to be too bad. That's the good thing.
Absolutely,
trine, it's not going to be too bad. And so, and this is an intense time. We were talking before, if you remember, when, you know, before the radio show, about what we were going to talk about tonight. And I want you to talk about that Arabic part of fortune and tell them what's going on with that right now.
Well, right now there are four planetary energies in Virgo. They're opposing and attracting the part of fortune Pisces. So it's about faith. It's about unconditional love, no matter what you see going on in the real world. It's about being inside yourself. The Virgo energy is so angelic, and it is also about prayer, positive thought, analyzing the situation, looking at the options. It has nine sustained trines. So you stand strong on what you believe can make happen. This can serve you no matter what shows up. Don't sit
right
on character. Be able to be mutable enough to look at the possibilities. That's the most important thing right now. And I can see it. It's that clear to me. What do you say?
And I agree with you, especially with the Neptune retrograde. Okay?
Yep.
It's in opposition to that Venus. So it's calling and saying, hey, you need to trust. You need to have faith. And what you believe in at this point in time, you are creating. Again, it's in that sustaining Earth energy. So what the Earth energy does is a physical manifestation. So this is such a great time to take the positive side, take the higher side, and go, no, this is what I envision. This is what I want. This is where we're going. I'm going to put all my efforts into this thought, into this dream, because that's what's going to make it happen during this period of time. It's rebalancing it on the physical action with Mars and Venus on that Earth planet.
Right, and there's also a mutable T-square going on with Neptune, which is all about balance. You know how those T-squares are. It's like being on a seesaw. A person on the other side weighs more than you. Guess what? You're stuck on top. You can't get down. But I say to myself, okay, we can do this. And because of Jupiter being in Sag and it's direct now, and that is the pinnacle of the T-square. So I said to myself, you know what? You can take another path. You can develop a new philosophy. Try and be as optimistic as you are, but also keep your dream and take real steps, step by step.
And that's perfect. Real steps, step by step, is perfect. But trust, have faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Just follow it, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen it work, and a lot of other people have seen it work, and it's that group energy. You know, let's move that positive energy into the situation. Let's have that faith, not that fear, okay? You know, there is a cosmic time here that we're in that it is all about, okay, there's a lot of scary things, you know, going on. Again, no matter how you look at Uranus and Taurus, Uranus is a drama queen. Uranus is going to bring things very vivid and very full living color, but that doesn't mean it's going to cause damage to anything. It's very,
mm-hmm.
So when it's in Taurus like this, it's a very earthbound thing for us to physically look at things. And as you see, people are really looking at things more physically in this day and age than they have before.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a bunch of people on hold. Maybe we should see how we can help them.
How about we do that?
All right, Jacqueline. Area code 925, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've had an extremely rough month in August, and I was wondering if you see things getting better.
And who are we speaking
with? Do we have
with?
You on our computer yet?
Do you have me on your computer yet? No.
Yes. What's your name?
Teresa.
With an H or without an H?
No H.
And
what's your birthday?
Your birthday?
2/1/58.
And what time are you born?
4:59 p.m.
Where?
Pittsburgh, California.
Pittsburgh, California. That's interesting.
Yes.
And where do you live now?
Same place. I ended up back here, and I don't want to be.
Okay, let's take a look at that for you. No problem.
Yeah. I've never heard of it. What part of California is Pittsburgh in?
Northern California.
By San Fran or more like Redding area?
No, more towards San Francisco.
All right. That's my elusive area right there around San Fran, so I was guessing that had to be it. Sorry, I was just curious.
That's okay.
You're fine. We just want to make sure we're looking at the right timelines for you because we want to give you the best information we can tonight.
Right.
Now, what's your big question tonight? What's your big question tonight? Is it one in particular, or just take a look at what's most important? What do you need from us?
I guess what's most important, I'm just hoping that things will get easier. It's just been tumultuous this past month.
Okay.
I lost my husband. I have been forced out of my house.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry.
Everything is happening at once.
I know. I'm widowed too. I understand. This is a difficult transition. And the thing that I'm seeing the biggest right now, believe it or not, these Virgo plans we have going on right now can help you to re-empower yourself. But it's a process and not an event, okay? And by the 18th of September, things are going to start to fall into place when Saturn goes direct. And I think that that's going to help you to a certain degree. Now, do you have support around you?
Yeah, but everybody's busy. We're all busy in our own lives. And I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Okay. Well, God bless you. I understand. This is a very difficult time. Oh, yes, ma'am. I get that. Now, are you working?
I am working. I have a great employer. I love being there.
So I see that as a big blessing in your chart, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's my saving grace.
Okay. I'm going to step in here because, yes, okay. When I pulled up your chart, I was like, oh, my, okay. I hear you. Okay, that this is a huge, crazy time for you, okay? So don't get me wrong when I say this too shall pass, okay? Aphrodite said September 18th, and I agree with her on the timing of this, that you have to make it the next couple of weeks, okay? That's where the hump is going to go over, okay?
Yeah.
Take it day by day. One of the problems with it is that you are such a fixer, okay? So when something happens, you automatically go into, I must fix, okay? And you can't fix this. So now you're trapped and restricted. And that's not good for Mars and Sagittarius, okay? So what I am going to suggest is to be kind to yourself. Be okay with it for the next couple of weeks and live in the moment and live in the day and know that it is going to change, that nothing is changing quickly. It's going to change slowly from now on. It's a matter of that faith and finding the joy in the moment. You are not going to be okay for a very long time as far as emotionally is concerned. You're a Cancer moon, okay? But with that, okay, you be kind to yourself. You take baths. You go for walks in nature. You go, time is not relevant. I need to take care of myself during this period of time and be okay that I can't control this transition. Okay? Because I can't tell you enough about how hard it is for Mercury and Capricorn to have trust and faith and to be able to know that that next step is there and that they don't know it, okay? What's going to happen with this is you're going to come out being a goddess. You, you will, in the other side, be able to handle anything once you get through this. But I'm going to tell you, this is one of the harder afflictions I've seen, and you've got to take it one day at a time, or else it's going to be really, really, really hard. Okay?
It has been the roughest I think I've ever gone through.
This is the biggest change of your life.
Now, I'll tell you some timelines. I'll tell you some timelines, okay? Saturn goes direct on the 18th of September. Pluto goes direct on the 4th of October. So now we're looking at about a six-week cycle. But the most important thing that's going on here is that Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, by the last week and a half of October, it is going to be so well aspected in your chart. You're going to feel the spiritual and philosophical change because Jupiter is going to pass over your Saturn, the great teacher. So those that you love and those that love you, even though they're busy right now and things are kind of scattered because of all the Virgo energies that are going on, I understand that. But at the end of October, before Halloween, you are going to be able to take a different philosophy and start to build on it. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it's going to take a little time, but you're going to start to feel the shift. It's going to be okay. It's not that far away. It's not like we're looking at years. We're looking at just a few weeks, okay?
Okay.
And what are you doing spiritually to help yourself right now?
I meditate. I work with Archangel Michael every day.
Oh, I love it.
That's my.
Oh, I love this. This is amazing.
I don't think I could.
I love this.
I don't think I could get by without it. But it's just
exactly
been
right.
so tough, and I miss my husband.
I know it. When was his birthday, honey? When was his birthday?
January 31st.
Aquarius like you. Oh, my God. He was like your twin flame. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. But you know he's at the gates of heaven. You know that the angels are administering to him. And they will administer to you because many times these angels, when you do that ceremony for your husband, these angels will stay by with those that are mourning. Don't be afraid to ask Archangel Michael to bring in your Holy Guardian Angel and part of his league to help you through this. And I'm going to tell you to do it every day. Do it every day.
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Okay.
You'll be okay because I think that you are going into a new cycle. And when Jupiter gets into Aquarius in 2021, you're going to see yourself brand new. When it goes through Capricorn, you have to take the practical steps to get through this year of 2020. At the end of 2020, everything, you're going to start to see there's a blessing behind all this. He's okay on the other side, and you're going to bless him in heaven. You're not going to feel the grief as much as you do now. You're going to love him in the light. It's going to take a little time, as Jacqueline and I both pointed out to you, but you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Right?
Thank you. Thank
you're tough.
God
you
bless
can make
you.
It through this. I'm telling you, you're going to make it through this. You're one tough one to contend with, so remember that.
Thank you very much.
And God bless you.
Appreciate
I'll give you my thoughts and prayer, Teresa.
Thank you.
And God bless
Thank you.
You.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Been there, done that. I know how hard that can be.
Yeah, you do.
Yep, and it is what it is because you can't change what needs to be. You can only change the way that you learn to process it and deal with it, and it takes time. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 917627, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hi.
Are you air code 917627? Great. How are you?
Yep. Yes, I am. Hey, my name is Tim. We spoke for a while ago. Calling from New York. My birthday is May 30th, 1974, and I was born at 4:45 p.m.
Okay. What's your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, it's Tim, Timothy.
Hi, Tim. And where were you born, honey?
Born in New York.
And where do you live now?
New York.
I still live in New York.
Alrighty then. Easy to find. So, did you have a special question for us?
Oh, sure, yes. Starting a new job, hopefully in the next 6 weeks. So I wanted to know, well, I guess the general question is just me trying to manifest some abundance. I do have a new job coming. Just a general, I guess, any information around finances for you?
Take a look at that. You have the gift of gab, my friend. Holy moly. Wow. What kind of work do you do?
I'm technical support over the phone for voice over IP and internet.
That couldn't be more perfect. I have to tell you, your Gemini plant's in the 8th house, so you are the invisible person a lot of the time. And all the Virgo plants are squaring you right now, so you are going to be going to a learning curve with this new job. But I think you're going to like it because it's a new learning experience, and you cannot afford to be bored in this chart. Okay? Right?
Indeed. That is correct, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, Jupiter is going to be passing over your north node in your second house of earning money. Let me tell you when. It's on the 19th. Let me take a look at that real quick here for you. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like mid-October, and that's when you're really start to get your bearings. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I think it's good.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I so agree. Chiron's transiting through your sixth house of work, so it is a transformation and change. And you're so right on the mark. I'm going to tell you everything that Aphrodite said is the same thing. Happy lunar return, because we were talking about dream your dream at this point in time, and I'm going to tell you the same thing, because earlier today you had your lunar return. You're in a new lunar cycle right now, okay? And you're coming into this job in this new lunar cycle, okay? So it's all about you going, okay, I've got this, we're doing this, and here we go, and this is going to be a change. You know, again here, I don't think your financial situation is as bad right now as what you're making it, because Jupiter is transiting through there, even though it was retrograde and caused some havoc. Right now, you have enough to sustain you until this job starts doing what it's doing. And I'm going to tell you, they say 6 weeks, I say 4 weeks, okay? I think they're going to come at you early. Okay, I'm just saying.
You're going to be sitting pretty.
Okay? Because it looks more to me like 4 weeks instead of 6 weeks. But have faith. Be optimistic during this period of time, because things are shifting in your favor. Okay, this is the perfect lunar cycle for you.
That is so great to hear. Thank you very much. Both your times. Have an excellent day, please. Thank you.
God bless you, Ari. Sweet night. I like it when I see things forming like that. That was a nice little matrix we just saw, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, the Neptune thing opposing all that Virgo from 5th to the 11th. It's just, it sets him up so nicely, you know. Once a little chunkiness over the next few weeks goes by, this is going to go just great for him.
Yes. Indeed. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey,
Kay. How you doing, babe?
Hey.
Oh, nice to hear from you again. Great.
Oh, great to hear you guys, too.
So what can we do for you tonight?
I'd like you to look at some synastry of this hot guy I went out with the other day.
Love is always good. All right, fill us in. What's his birthday?
Yeah, he's a Gemini. I normally don't, you know, I'm guessing I shouldn't take him seriously, but I'd like for you to check it out.
And you're March 5th, 80, right?
Yep.
129 AM. Are you still in Philly? Are you still in Philadelphia?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay. And so what's his info?
So he's June 6th.
What year?
77.
And did you get the time?
I do have the time. It's 8.02 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What city?
He was born in Compton in California.
Compton!
Yeah.
I was
Where
born
he
in
live now?
He just moved to New York, so he lives in Soho.
So he hasn't been there for a full year yet, right?
No, he used to live here. I think he's been here for like maybe.
I'm gonna use the California chart because he's still in that grid until he's there for 13 months. So let's look at him in real time and see what shows up. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh,
let's see, Gemini. It's so funny.
This is really interesting. If you believe in past lives, you two have been connected before, is what I'm trying to say with that. His moon is dead on your south node. Okay?
Mm.
So here's this cosmic connection. His sun sits in your seventh house. Okay, so it's kind of interesting, okay? Both of you two have the same ascendant. It's within 2 degrees of each other, okay?
Hmm.
So there's this cosmic thing here going on between the two of you, okay? This is one lucky dude, okay, is what I'm going to say. That I'm going to say right there, okay? He's a little scaredy cat, but he's lucky, okay? Your Venus is
Mars.
Mean?
Oh, okay.
Because he has Venus sitting dead on his Mars at 0 degrees, so he's very impacting. You have your Venus at 28 degrees. I could go on with all the different things here that, you know, you guys, I should let Aphrodite talk about some of this because there's just so many different cosmic connections. However, the two of you aren't the same, okay? So this is an interesting journey for the two of you. And what I am going to say, my little Libra moon, is remember that it's all in the experience because his sun trines your moon-Pluto conjunction. So it is all about not your will, but an agreement of equality, okay? Being that duality that he is. You have a different duality. You're a Pisces sun, okay? So you kind of got to float in and out and go with the flow. What I'm trying to say is don't let that little Venus and Aries get too moving too quickly, too fast, okay? If there's something that's going on, slow it down. Wait and see what's going to transpire before just all of a sudden going, oh, no, I can't do that. Just wait. Back off from it. Don't touch it. Okay? You'll get a better answer with this relationship if you do that. So don't take anything in this relationship urgently because things can shift, okay? And sometimes they shift really good in your direction, but you didn't see it coming. Sometimes not so much. And then it has to be a negotiation between the two of you. Communication is crucially important here. So what do you think, Aphrodite?
I give this an A plus. Plus. I mean, it is so amazing to me. His Neptune's on your ascendant. His sun is on your 7,000 cups of marriage. So is his Jupiter. Really? His Pluto is on your Pluto. His north node is on your moon. There is so much here. You came together to complete something amazing. And because your earth energies are in, there's like so many trines. I can't even count them. So not only can you be spiritually together, you can practically help each other every day. I love this one.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, he feels very familiar. Like, it
you know,
was like
you know you're different, but you know
other.
Your souls share a unique vibration. And if you keep that together, no matter what happens in the real world, your work stress, your family, but his and yours, all that stuff. No, you're united on a very unique plane, and that will not change.
Mm.
I love
it. Is
this
that
one.
The node that tells you that? I'm always
yeah.
trying to learn. The nodes, is that what tells you the north? Okay.
Well, you've got
cool.
Okay. You've got his north node is on your Libra moon. Your south node is on his Aquarius moon. And those are trining each other together. Okay.
Mm.
Look
it's
that up
line,
just
astrology.
In that little tiny aspect, and that'll give you. Like Aphrodite said, this is like off the charts here, okay?
Cool.
It's all how you handle the relationship because cosmically this is so meant to be. So trust the process is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And when he gets quiet, get him talking, okay? I don't care what you do.
Okay.
Get him talking because sometimes he gets too quiet.
To me, it's like souls
reuniting.
This is amazing.
What's the quiet aspect? I'm like...
Well, when he gets nervous, he gets quiet. So you want to ease his nervous fears and get him talking because he's a freaking Gemini. So he's holding his.
But you can read him pretty well if you're quiet. I still agree with Jacqueline on this one. Yes, yes. You can read him if you listen
more. Okay, and the Gemini
makes
less.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
At the end, he just like he kind of freaked out like. There was nothing romantic the whole time. We were just, like, hanging out. And then at the end, he was just like, listen. He's like, I've been trying to avoid being straightforward because sometimes I guess I'm too intense. He's like, but you look good. You smell good. You X, Y, Z. And, yeah.
His Mars
like, oh,
and Venus
okay.
are conjunct your Venus, okay? So the yin-yang energy works. Sometimes he can be strong. Sometimes he can be soft. Both of you are motivated. Both of you want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You share so much. And you have
cool.
done that in a past life, and I just know it. I just know it.
And let me
wow.
point this out to you. Let me point this out to you because there are so many dual signs mixed up in all of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That duality. There's no consistency. So here again, when he runs, he's going to be back. Okay, this is the point is that it would take a bomb now to forget about you. I mean, he would literally have to, you know, again here. Trust the process because this is such a cosmic connection that there's no way you can tell me when I see something like this, the kinetic energy is so intense with this that each one of you, even if you walked away from it today, will think about each other the rest of your lives. That's how strong
yeah,
this kinetic energy is. So even if you didn't ever speak to him again, he would think about you and you would think about him. So think about it that way because here again, there's so many planetary hits on this, it's off the chart.
It is.
Okay?
Yeah.
It is. It's off the chart.
I love it. You go for
thank
it, girl.
You, lady. I will. I have one more question, just like because
we
I
can't do that. We have too many people on hold. We can't
astrology.
Do one more question tonight. I'm sorry, we can't.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know about Mars and Venus, like when they're conjunct. But
now.
Yeah, I'll Google it or whatever. You got a lot.
All right, love. All right, God bless you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless. Amazing. Wow. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Air code 561-287. You're on the air.
Hi, Stacey. Some came late. This is Stacey. December
26th. Hey,
well, same thing, you know. Everything's pending, the job situation. I'm supposed to take a class this week, but I don't know how the weather's going to be, you know, the class, so I can, you know, get more skills like human resources so I can get a better job that pays, you know, because right now nothing's happening, and my birthday is December 26, 1967. I just want to know when things will move ahead and I'll get like a stepping stone, some kind of job, and will I do well at the school? It's just a 3-month course.
Are you in Boca?
Delray. Close enough.
Delray. Well, I can do it exact. Let me go for that. Okay, hold on.
Okay. We talked about Saturn being retrograde and that it is going direct in September, okay, in a couple of weeks here, okay?
The 18th,
so,
yeah.
18th, okay, there you go. Africa's always the numbers girl. It's all about that, okay? It's really all about waiting that situation out, okay? This is all about trust and faith, that South Node conjunct Saturn. There's a time where... And again, all of this is in trying to that education. So it is so perfect for you to be going through this education at this period of time. You may not like the timing of it, okay? But the timing of it is divine. Have faith, because it is definitely going to start to shift in your favor when Saturn goes direct. All these planets are passing over Pluto in your chart and Uranus in your chart, and then you get to succeed. Because then Venus and Mars and the Sun and Mercury all go into your 10th house of your career. That's what you're looking for. And that's all going to start to trine your Sun and your Mercury. So wait it out. It's getting there. Okay? What do you
How
think, Aphrodite?
When is that coming?
This is from the middle of September into October. So that's the time period that you're looking for. Okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, great.
It's coming. It's around the corner.
And it's going to be amazing because you have all these Virgo planets, your 9th house of God watching over you. So you've been so persistent. You've tried so hard, Stace. It's about to come through. You're fine.
Yeah, because I'm fluent in Spanish already, you know, but applying for a job.
Oh, I love
summer.
That. You up the ante, and I know that. We've been following you for quite some time. You're so persistent. God bless you. God bless you. And this is going to be very good for you, and I have to tell you that you are going to learn new things, and you are going to be part of a community that appreciates you for once. Isn't that nice?
Oh, my God. You see, that's my fear, because I've had such bad bosses, bad experiences. You know, it's frightening.
You're going to be just fine, and you know what? Your time has come. Okay?
So you think an opportunity for work will come soon?
Yes, very soon. It's like right on top of you. 18th of September is the latest. I can see if all these Virgo planets are feeding you as well. So I think you're going to get in there, and then you're going to go through some kind of training, and by mid to late October, you are going to be golden, girlfriend. You're going to be fine.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, because
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
what I want you to do is I want you to pray with positive expectation, knowing that the divine supports you. I want you to step in spiritually as you go into the next couple of weeks, because you're still going to be nervous. I know you, okay? You're still going to be nervous. That's okay. Just say, okay, I'm good. This is unfolding right before me, and keep that in your mind, your heart, your prayers.
Oh, thank you. Glad the worst is over.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God. You know, it's been a rough
damn time, right? I hear you, girl. I hear you. You have been so forthright and so persistent. God bless you. What a woman. Yeah. Your ship's coming in. Don't be at the airport.
thank you. And you think we'll be a hurricane.
And this is going to be much more long term. You're good. It's not going to be these temporary things you've done all the time. We've talked with you. This is going to be something substantial for you. So you're going to be much more stable. You're going to be much more happy. Absolutely. But we have to go to the next call because we have so many people on hold tonight.
So I feel it's going to be just a tropical storm. I don't think it's going to be that bad in Florida. You know, and by the time it gets to you up there, I think it's going to come less. Like one, you know, it's going to be just a rainy, whatever. I think it's like we're all going to, okay, man, I don't think going to be any.
I know, I have a lot of relatives down in Florida, many friends and stuff too, so I've been praying for everybody, the people in Bahamas right now, what they're going through. going to Florida, Carolina. I have people all over the country, and so does Jacqueline. We're really putting on good energy for everybody to be safe and get through it. That's all. That's all I can do.
So you
keep us posted, okay,
those.
Stacey?
Oh,
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you both.
All right. Nice to see those changes in her chart. It has been really ambitious. Whew.
Yeah.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 917376, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Ellen. How are you this evening?
Hi,
Ellen. Great, how are you doing, hon?
All right, how are you?
Things are fine. I got an unexpected gift from the heavens, and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Awesome.
I am taking an unexpected trip to Amsterdam from September 25th through October 4th. Can you look at my chart and see, give me some insight as to what this trip is about, what I'll get out of it, whether it's good for me? Of course, if you don't see anything like that, if something else jumps out at you, that's fine, too.
Are you still living in Brooklyn? Are you May 26, 56?
You have the right person, but I live in the Bronx, not Brooklyn. But it's the same. I'm sure it's pretty much the same data.
It's probably within one degree of arc. Okay, got it. Let's take a look. See what's shaking down, girl. How exciting.
Yes.
I think this is going to be fun for you.
Good.
I really do. It's a cruise? Is that what it is?
No. It's a flight into Amsterdam, and then I have some time to explore.
Okay. I find water around it for some reason, so I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Lots of water in Amsterdam.
Yeah, there is. So it must be that. Everything is going to be starting to transit through your 12th house and going into your first house at that point in time. This is a really cool spiritual journey. So there is this whole spiritual side to it. I like it because, you know, again, I think you come out of this with a whole new perspective. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I wanted to look at the actual date in Amsterdam. Because I think that's important for some reason. I don't know why. Let's see. That's Amsterdam, Netherlands, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Let me take a look at that for a minute. I want to look at the 25th on the date you arrive. So for some reason, I thought that was the way to look at this. It just popped into my brain. I don't know why. So let me do that right now. Okay.
And everything I find here indicates that it's a good a good time for you to travel, okay? Jupiter is transiting through your natal third house. It usually means short-distance travel, but natally you have your Venus in your ninth house of long-distance travel, and Gemini is there, okay? And what that does is it means you love to travel, okay? So
Yes. You're
a gift. Not that you don't love being at home, but you love new adventures like that. So here again, I think this is going to be a great new spiritual journey for you, is what I think it is.
Good. Thank you.
What I see, when you go there, you're going to know you lived there before. You're going to get chills all over you. When you travel to that area, you're going to feel it's a unique part of you. Has been there in another time period in an amazing way. Certain things to tell me that. One is that Jupiter is in your third house of your neighborhood, your tribe, brothers, sisters, neighbors, and close friends. And if they get there, the moon is going to be in trine to that. You are going to so love it there. And you're not going to know why. It's going to come in. Your heart is going to feel like it's big as a friggin' basketball. Oh, my God. This is great. And Uranus is retrograde right on top of your part of fortune, okay? So the time you go there, it's going to be right on top of your part of fortune. So you're going to feel so fortunate, so part of your deeper spiritual root that you've been in a long time. Oh, yeah. I so agree with Jacqueline. This is going to be really good. It's going to be really good. Now, Neptune's going to be retrograde, okay? You go there. But because of that,
okay.
Take pictures. Look at some of the ancient art. Step in and put something visual on your iPhone, your iPad, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And learn a bit about the history. What happened at times of great change and how that community rose above. It's going to speak to you like it's talking in your ear. Yeah. I love this.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. I was wondering whether there was a spiritual element to this because it came out of the blue, totally unexpected.
There's more than
like
one. There's more than one. I have to tell you that even the dialogue you hear there, if you don't speak it clearly with your own diction, you're going to hear every word in real time. Oh, yeah. It looks amazing.
Hmm. Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
And isn't it funny that I live in the part of New York that the Dutch used to live here. It's an area called Spuitendijk, an old Dutch name. So it's interesting.
Ah. See, I'm English, Irish, Dutch, and German, but I'm Dutch on both sides. I get this. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yep. And
wonderful.
And it's interesting because Venus in Libra is going to be squaring your Venus in Cancer and your midheaven. There's going to be amazing women that show up and change your orientation. They tell you other ways to be there, other ways to travel. They're going to give you interesting information that's going to speak to your very soul. I love it. I love it.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies. I hope
keep
you call back.
Keep us posted, love.
October,
okay.
Let you know.
God bless you. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Is that cool or what, Jacqueline? Woo!
Oh, yeah, that's one of those that it's like, that's that cosmic foo-foo thing, you know, where it's like, ooh, that's a little eerie there. You know, how cosmically certain things are just put into place for the right reason.
Absolutely. See you, Rafe, next one?
Okay.
Can't get it to come up. Let me try again. Erica 203, are you on the air?
Yeah, hi. This is Anne in Connecticut, and I lived in Spuitendijk 33 years ago. So.
You're
anyway.
So cute. That's so great. Oh, my. Oh, it was Anne.
My birthday. It was in February 7th, 1952, 8:58 p.m., New York.
Ooh.
New York.
Hold on.
Is it Anne
go
with an E or no E?
With an E.
Gotcha.
What's your birth date again?
I got it.
8:58
p.m., New York, New York.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I found you.
Thank you.
I found
you. Oh, good.
Where do you live now, Anne?
I live in Connecticut.
What city?
Waterbury.
Waterbury. Interesting. That city has a lot of history.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Excuse me?
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I know most stuff is going through my 12th house, and I am going to be facing a lot of gentle procedure.
You're golden. You're golden.
Okay.
You've got trines, your partner fortune, you've got trines, your Venus and Chiron, the wounded healer. You are golden. I want to tell you one thing, no. Don't make it be what you want it to be. Make it be what it is. Because the moon is sitting on your Saturn right now. Be at peace with the person that's actually making this happen. Trust. Trust. Your emotions are all over the place in this chart. Okay?
Oh,
if you trust that you made the right decision, which you have, it's the right time to manifest the truth, find exactly where you stand, I think this is where you're at. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You know, I hear you on your nervousness, okay, about it. this is a foundational shift. We look at the bone structure because here, again, your teeth are your bones as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like after that. There's so many trines going on with that foundational structure of your bones. It isn't even funny. So this is about faith and trust is what it is, okay? You have a Mars in Scorpio. You want your hands in everything, and you want to be able to fix it in its thing. I agree with Aphrodite about your emotions being all over the place and you being impatient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be okay that you can't control the timing of this, okay? That's the big thing. So
right.
Remember, okay, that it's all good. It's going to take its time, but it's going to be all good. I think the timing of it's really good for you to have this done. I think that it will work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. I'm also doing travel at this time. Rhode Island, short distance from me.
Local or far away?
It's like one state over.
Perfect, because you've been going through the process of local travel. No, it's fine. Is there going to be some frustration? Make sure you bring food with you. Watch your emotional reactions with your belly, okay? But other than that, it looks good.
Sounds great. That sounds great. Okay.
I think you're fine.
Nothing else to
watch out right.
Nothing else to watch
night.
Out for.
Oh. Happy September.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Right, thank you both. Thank you both.
Good night. Probably don't have time for one more. I have a 111. Let me pick them up.
Okay.
Erica, 111, you're on the air. Are you still there? This is a Skype number. Are you still there? Right? Take the next one then. I do one more because these people have been on hold for so long. Aircut 504, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is
how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Do I give you my birth date?
What's your name, first of all?
I would like to ask about relationships.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Debbie, or Deborah. The full name.
Have you called in before?
No.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
February 12th, 1963.
And what time were you born?
12:45. I could be
or PM?
Like a PM, like noon.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Mississippi, Leesdale.
I'm sorry?
Leesdale?
L-U. It starts with L-U-C-D-E. Do you see it?
L-U-C-E-D-A-L-E.
Gotcha. And where do you live now?
I live in Louisiana.
What city?
New Orleans.
Say again?
New Orleans.
All righty then. Gotcha.
Crazy New Orleans.
I hear that. I hear that. That's the
oh,
way
yeah.
people were there. They moved to Houston. They moved somewhere else because of all the storms that are going on the last few years. But now, the relationship we're looking at, when's their birthday?
Like I'm really, I don't think coffee. I think it's toxic. The coffee made my stomach ache. So, I gotta get back to work.
What?
Yeah, she called me. It's good, right? Okay. Bye.
What? Oh, she's exiting.
The relationship you
want
to look at. The relationship you want to look at. What's their birthday?
April 2nd, 1956.
And do you know the time?
I don't.
And what city were they born in? Do you know that?
New Orleans.
All right.
I want to say like 5 or 6 a.m., but I'm not positive. I knew it at one time, but...
Okay,
well,
so it's a long relationship?
Huh?
Is this a long-term relationship?
Yes. Well, it has been so far, yes.
Okay. We'll take a look at it then.
But we're
go
not...
Go ahead, Jacqueline. I'm going to pull it up on screen right now. Holy moly.
Uh-oh.
Holy moly. This is good.
It does. Versus, I wasn't sure what that was.
It's interesting because you have, when we look at the compatibility chart, like we put you in the middle and we put the other person around you, because we can't look at them without a birth time, but there's so many conjunctions with this person. There's definitely a major connection. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do. I mean, there's I think this one sparks your fire. I think this one is a little inspirational. But I'm questioning who's in control of this relationship, and that's kind of hard for you, okay? Because I think both of you two in some ways need to be controlled, control. And I think that's the battle here is who's in control, and I'm going to say neither one of you are. God is.
Okay.
The universe, whatever you want to call it, higher power.
I love
you
it.
Know,
okay.
Y'all got to look at this a little differently is what I'm trying to say, okay?
Okay.
Because... Aphrodite's right. This is a cosmic connection. I mean, the two of you have been brought together for a purpose and a reason, but you're both so darn strong-willed that you shoot yourselves in the foot too much, okay?
Yeah, I can see that.
And so here again, communication is crucially important. You become stubborn sometimes, and he becomes narrow-minded sometimes. So here again...
Mm-hmm.
Just because you may know the answer does not mean that he knows the answer, and you're not going to put it down his throat. Maybe a few questions every once in a while about how do you think that's going to work or this type of thing before coming to a conclusion and telling him, no, that's not going to work. Allow the conversation to move on to where you're just not demanding things from him all the time, and you'll have a better relationship is what I'm going to say.
Okay. I've kind of started doing that. And I am impatient because he does not like to make a decision. And that is the most excruciating thing because I feel like even a bad decision at least is moving forward. You know, you learn. But he won't – he'll stay stuck in indecision.
He sits there until he has the answer. He has to find the answer. So he needs to sit there for a period of time without other disruptions going through his head to figure it out, okay? This is one where, you go figure that out and come back to me kind of thing. Again here, you want to take and slow that down. Just because you know the answer does not mean that you giving him the answer is going to get the end result you want. He has to come to that on his own and that conclusion on his own. So you have to take that step back and relax with that. I know you're stubborn. You have a Mercury in Capricorn. And so, and here again, Mars is conjunct that. So, you know, he gets on your nerves sometimes. But you have other things to do, okay? You're a rabbit and he's a turtle, okay? So go do your other stuff and come back and say, hey, I'm back now. Let's go, okay? It'll work really well, okay?
Well, we're about to go off the air, so we need to tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This is the Illumination Station, and we're here to serve you every Sunday. And God bless you for listening and calling in and wish you the best, and may the cosmic forces support you every day. God bless. Good night.
Have a good week.